The agenda item for next Tuesday's meeting is short: to discuss and consider the Forestry Committee's recommendation to evict the residents of the Harvest Camp. Despite repeated attempts, no members of the Iron County Board will comment about the move, which abruptly ended 4 months of negotiations with LCO. One county official who wished to remain unnamed because the issue is so controversial says they're not stopping LCO from doing research, just protecting public land from people living there. But LCO Chairman Mick Isham says they have the right to be there to do scientific research and surveying of the area for a proposed open-pit iron ore mine in the Pinokies.
My gut feeling is that they're just kind of posturing to their constituents, because to me, I don't believe they have any authority under which they can evict. They certainly have never done it to any non-Indian.
Isham says they will stay on the five-acre area and fight eviction in court.
The sheriff himself said, how would I do that, because he's never issued a ticket or evicted anyone ever before for what they're terming as camping, which we are not doing.
Sheriff Tony Furyk says he hasn't evicted anyone from the county forest. Otherwise, he won't comment until Tuesday's vote. Iron County District Attorney Marty Lipsky will only say, quote, "I have no dog in that hunt," unquote, unless this escalates into a confrontation. There won't be any quick action, though. If the board votes to evict, the county corporate council must get an order from a court, which LCO would oppose. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.